This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience, whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist. And wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. The stream is live. All right, guys, girls, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Paul Gough Show, the podcast and audio experience. It is great to be back with another episode of the podcast. We are helping great physios become great, fantastic, in fact, physio business owners, wherever you are in the world. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching us. We're on YouTube right now. We're on LinkedIn, I think. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're pretty much all over the world right now. A very, very special guest I'm going to introduce in just a moment. If you are trying to grow your practice, needless to say, you need to listen to this podcast. It's one thing growing your practice, but it's another thing staying legal. And I've got a very special guest in Corey Sterling today, who's going to talk you through some of the pitfalls and challenges of making sure that you are growing, but growing legally. Just before we get into the podcast, we've got some big seminars coming up in the next few weeks and months. If you are anywhere near London, we're going to be there 7th, 8th and 9th for what is set to be the biggest marketing conference of our community, if you like. We're going to have more than 100 people there in June 7th, 8th and 9th. Head over to ppmliveuk.com. And we're also going to be in New Jersey. So if you are in or around New York, Philadelphia, or you're anywhere in the US and you want to come to my conference, we're going to be in New Jersey, Jersey City, fly to Newark on June 29th and 30th. So we are looking forward to another fantastic summer where we get together and we get to meet the podcast listeners and bring very smart business owners together to help you grow your practice. So that's what's coming up today. Let's get into it. We are very excited. I introduced Corey to my community, the inner circle, if you like, the mastermind members, yesterday, and we had a great conversation about the idea that it's one thing to grow and it's one thing to kind of, you know, want to push the growth button on your business. But I think for many entrepreneurs, they don't consider sometimes whether or not what they're doing is legal. And today I've brought in the Wells. I've been able to deal with many, many lawyers and many people who wanted to be part of this community. But I'm so pleased to be able to find somebody that is a specialist in everything that we need to know, whether it's to do with health, online coaching, physical therapy, wellness, fitness, massage, whatever it is that you're doing in your private practice. This is the guy for you to listen to and find out more about. So Corey, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Paul. Thank you very much for having me. I feel very honored to be part of the community, and I follow all the things that you're up to. And I'm equally committed to seeing fantastic physio businesses thrive. So let's do everything we can to help people get there.
So we're going to get into it. And what I think everybody needs to hear about you is how you run your business. And I think what's so nice to hear about where you are, and I'm going to let you tell the story of where you're at right now and how you've built your business. But I think what we're trying to do, most of my audience are, we want to grow a business and we want to serve a community, but ultimately we want to be free and we want to be able to travel and we want to be able to spend more time in countries or places that we love, not necessarily shackled to the same office, the same place every single day. And I think your story is going to be very inspiring for people when they hear it. So tell me, where are we speaking to you from right now and a little bit about your journey?
Right now I'm in Mexico. I'm in a small little beach town called Sayulita in the Jalisco province. I ate quesadillas yesterday. They were delicious. And I've been operating an online law firm for 7 years. So when I wanted to start my own business, I was very frustrated with corporate law and everything that was happening. I was actually ready to quit being a lawyer. And then one of my mentors said to me, he's like, Corey, just dream it up. Like, do it the way that if you could have it, best case scenario, how would you make it happen? And I was like, okay, first thing, I'm traveling the world and going wherever I want, whenever I want. And number two, I'm working with awesome people who are making the world a better place and a healthier place and bringing more wellness into society. And that was 7 years ago. And I started that. I had a one-way ticket to Copenhagen from Toronto at the time. I've just been traveling around all over. In this past year, I've been in Rwanda, Uganda, Ghana, Mozambique, Bali. Now I'm in Mexico. I was in the States for a bit. I was in Canada for a bit. Costa Rica and Nicaragua are imminent for me as well. And then I'll probably go to Brazil at the end of the year to kite surf for a bit. So this is me living my best life. It's me doing what I want to do. And I feel that everyone is entitled and deserves to have such a lifestyle.
I love it. And I think the people listening to this are going to resonate with that for this reason. You're not your typical kind of lawyer that you might expect to speak to, if you like. And I think that idea that you've done and are doing in the way that you've built your business is refreshing. It's so wonderful to hear, and it's got to be inspiring for the people listening to this podcast. I'm sure in the end they're going to reach out to you and start talking to you about how they can do something similar and stay legal, and you know, all of the good stuff that we're going to get into. So tell us then, why did you choose wellness? Why did you choose healthcare specifically? People like physical therapists or online wellness coaches, like what was the attraction to get into that field in the first place, to specialize in law for?
The first thing was realizing how poor legal services were being offered to these professionals. So A, there's a definite need in the sense that these are big businesses with big ambitions who want to do big things, and they want to be on the leading edge of business, and they want to create opportunities and take their business to the next level. And then all the lawyers basically suck, right? So in the sense that it's very archaic, it's very traditional, it's very stale, and these lawyers don't understand really what problems these professionals are going through. And they also don't understand how to provide practical help. I'm just a practical lawyer. I'm solution oriented. This is where you want to go. How can we get there as easy as possible? So I think in my background of playing a lot of sports and working in professional sports and loving health and wellness, like myself, I'm a yoga teacher. I'm a Pilates teacher. I've taught group fitness. I'm obsessed with stretching. Like I'm really so obsessed with the body. And I just realized, like, these are my people. And when I worked for a big law firm, my clients were in mining, they were in tobacco, they were in all these industries that didn't resonate. And I realized I didn't get along with them and have any sort of personal connection. And then once I started moving over to physical therapists, health and wellness professionals, coaches, I was like, oh my God, these are my people. And so when there's that natural flow of connection, work becomes much less work and it feels much more collaborative than, you know, a service transaction. It's more like, hey, we're in this together and I love working with you and I want to see you thrive.
Fantastic. What's the biggest challenges you see now then for the physical therapy industry, moving straight into that? Thousands of people listening to this, PTs from all over the world, a lot of US physical therapists right now, huge legal, you know, I've obviously grown up in Britain and the difference in the legal mindset, culture, if you like, between the UK and the US is just night and day, and it's a minefield here. I'm a physical therapist, grow my business. What's some of the challenges you've seen facing PTs right now?
I think the most important thing is to have the framework correctly done. And when I say the framework, I mean a set of specific legal documents that are drafted by an industry professional who understands what you're going through and that is specific to the relationships that you want to have. So law can be really complex or it can be really simple. And in the most basic, simplest way, what we want to do is we want people to sign agreements that communicate the expectations we have in the relationship working together, whether that's with our employees, whether that's with our clients, whether that's with our landlord, in whatever area it comes up in the most simplistic sense, you want to communicate your expectations. The biggest issue I see facing physios is, A, they're using documents that are not specific to their business or the relationships they want to have. Then there's some sort of confrontation, struggle, challenge, and they realize, oh, I actually signed this thing, but I didn't really read it and understand what I had drafted, and now I'm bound to this particular legal position or this relationship. So the first thing always is like customize specific industry-specific agreements first and foremost. Another thing that we see happening is that there are changes in this industry that are taking place very, very quickly. And it's important that businesses are adapting to those changes and they exist within a structure that is outdated, right? So how all of the laws are drafted, they're not anticipating online practices. They're not anticipating working with people out of your particular jurisdiction. And so what I do for my clients is, hey, what are your goals? What are you working towards? What sort of relationships do you want to have? And how can we get you there?
I would imagine there is a growing number of people who are dabbling with some kind of downloaded document online because it's free, because it's cheap, because it's easy. AI, for example, I don't know, right? Tell me the dangers, the pitfalls. I'm sure you're seeing some horror stories of these things.
Yeah, it's the way that it works is the best piece of advice I ever got about being a lawyer, I got my first day when I got called to the bar. And my mentor, I was working at a big law firm at the time, he was one of the partners, and he took me for lunch. And he's like, Corey, whether you stay at this firm or not, doesn't really matter. I want to give you one piece of advice that you have to share with all of your clients in the future. And I thought like it was going to be about social justice or standing up for what's right, like all the things they teach you in law school, you'd imagine. And you just said, Corey, you're going to tell your clients they can pay you now or they can pay you later. And I was a little bit disappointed with the answer. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, if you are a business owner with the intention of growing a business and supporting your family and building a community, inevitably there will be some intersection with the law. There will be a challenge. There will be an obstacle. There will be some element of compliance that you need to align with. You're going to tell your clients, look, if you do it upfront and properly, yeah, you're going to pay. It's going to be an investment to work with a lawyer. But then if there's a problem down the line, you're set up to succeed. You have a strong legal position and you have zero headaches. Conversely, if you, I want to download these documents or I'm going to use this or ChatGPT drafted a contract for me. It's like time and time again in my business, I have to fix those problems. Not only does it cost five times of what the original investment of working with a lawyer looks like, but now you are stressed, you're crying, you can't focus on growing your business, you can't sleep at night. Like I've just seen it too many times. So I'm really on a crusade to let, you know, physical therapists and wellness professionals know, like there's a solution out there, and work with someone who understands the industry. And just think about all of the time and effort you spend in your business, yeah, on marketing, on growing, on your team, on your clients. It has to be built upon a foundation. It has to be built on a legal foundation so that if there's a problem or if there's an issue, you're still sailing forward. It doesn't take any momentum away from you. And when clients try to cut corners, and I've seen this a lot with a lot of problems I've had to fix, when you try to cut corners on the foundation, eventually it comes back to bite you, and then you lose the momentum, you can't pursue your goals, you can't sleep, and all of the terrible things that come with that.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. I am a brand new clinic owner. I'm 1 year in, so I'm fledgling. I'm in the first year of starting my business. What am I likely to be doing wrong? What's the classic mistake I'm making in the first 12 months of starting a business?
Okay, you don't have specific agreements for your business. So now, with the services that you're offering your clients, you probably are leaving a lot of money on the table based on the type of membership that you have or the type of services you're offering. And you could be using the legal documents to make more money from the people that you're working with. Your waiver of liability is probably not drafted properly. So in the event that someone claims an injury or gets hurt or sends you a letter, you're in a lot of trouble and you're not protected. You probably don't have the information related to privacy policies and HIPAA correctly stated. So if the information is compromised or someone wants to follow up and understand how their information is being used, you haven't taken care of it. You definitely probably don't have an employment agreement, as well an employee handbook. So in the event that you have a non-compete issue, a non-solicitation issue, whatever it is that can come up with your staff, yeah, there's all of these things that you haven't done properly. And it's sort of like a ticking time bomb of which one is it going to be first? Like there's all these different problems of things that can jump up. And then lastly, I'll say, because I deal with this so much, you probably haven't secured your intellectual property. And that's registering a trademark, or if you're doing courses or teaching anything, protecting your copyright. And I've just had to fix so many problems around that. So I would say those would be the core foundational pieces to get started. And you know what? It's sort of like not wearing a seatbelt. You can be in a car and not wear a seatbelt, and there's not a problem until there's a problem. But once there's a problem, you're going to need that seatbelt to save you. And legal documents are the exact same.
I'm a 10-year, so I'm experienced, I'm established. I'm 10 years in now, so I've made it through. I've got I've never had a legal challenge. I've been lucky. I've done a decade. What have I done wrong? What's the time bomb that I'm sitting on?
You probably haven't registered your trademark. You haven't registered a trademark for your business. And then you have all of this goodwill that is associated with your brand that, you know, if someone else in another jurisdiction registers the trademark before you, they now have top better priority than you, and they can force you to shut your business. As a quick story, I worked with a client who was more than 20 years in business, a seven-figure business. Just it never occurred to them that they had to register a trademark for the business. Someone else comes under them, registers before them. We get a cease and desist letter. Hey, you have 15 days to change all of your branding, change all of your website, change all of your signage, change everything that you have to do. So I would say that would be one thing. And if you're 10 years in and you're going, I'd say usually like maybe licensing agreements are things that you would need to look at, which would be sort of like a level two business owner thing. Yeah. But yeah, in the sense of, are you creating materials that are being used? Are you creating courses? Are you teaching other professionals how to do other things? What does that process look like? And then it's just the basics. It's just making sure you have all of the ducks in the row. And it's not so different for year one and year 10, because there's only so much that we really have to do, right? As a lawyer, I draft seven types of agreements, and that's all that I do. And it could be really complex or it could be really simple. In the most simplistic sense, it's like, what are the relationships? Is it specific to the industry? Can you communicate your expectations openly and honestly? Are you in alignment with legal practices? And that's really it.
Moving on to concierge. This is a big area that a lot of particularly insurance-based businesses are looking at, given that Medicare is dropping their fees, reimbursements are plummeting. Insurance businesses are now starting to think, is there a way for me to become a concierge, step out of Medicare, or charge a cash-based fee alongside of Medicare? Like, there's lots of gray areas here as to what a lot of clinics are now trying to do. They've got to get creative because obviously the profit margins have been hit. Talk to me a little bit about the future and where you see this concierge model happening for PTs and the problems, the pitfalls that are going to come their way.
Yeah, I think firstly, if we were to have this conversation a year from now or 18 months from now, the situation will be different because it's actually changing as we're speaking and as it's unfolding. And as you mentioned, the issue are profit margins and all of the challenges associated with how much you have to pay your team, how much Medicare is able to reimburse you for that and for you to keep your lights on. And so I think the challenges that I see going on with it is one is a very particular fixed way of how everything has always been, where a clinic owner is thinking, oh, this is how we've always done things. This is, Medicare makes up a certain percentage of my business, so I just have to keep doing it. And what I love seeing in my clients who have been thriving with concierge packages and memberships is that there's a way to add more revenue into it. And legally, it's not the most simplistic, straightforward way, but and it depends on each business on what it is that you want to do and how you want to offer your membership or your concierge. But there is a way to navigate through it so that you are complying with Medicare and you're also able to, bring in revenues and offer additional services. What makes me most excited and like what I get jazzed about is when I see clients cross-selling through the concierge packages and finding different ways to offer new services and new offerings to bring in more revenue for them and their team. So I think what we're experiencing now, Paul, is a paradigm shift where we just have to look at things a little bit differently and accept that how we used to be doing things may not be working, and then coming up with a game plan to leverage that specific to how your business operates and what your goals are.
What's in your experience, this is almost a little bit of a gruesome question, but what's the most costly mistake you've seen somebody make that they got wrong that cost them hundreds of thousands? Like what's the mistake that you're like, if you get that one wrong, this is hundreds on the line?
Yeah, I would say for that it's the waiver of liability. And it's not having a waiver that, let's say you download a waiver of liability from the internet. You put in physio waiver of liability. Okay. God forbid something happens, someone gets injured, there's some sort of issue. And you'll see that what happens is because I've also been hired as a lawyer to pursue a cause of action. So someone will get injured earlier in my career. They would get injured. They would say, hey, these are the details of the issue. I'd like to bring an action against this person. A, you're trying to do everything you can to circumvent insurance. So you want to come after the company directly as possible. And B, you're going to do everything you can to challenge the legal document to say that a waiver should not apply or that it's void or that this particular situation is outside the scope of that agreement. So it really scares me when I see clients that are using a waiver that's not specific to all of the equipment you use, all of the activities that you offer, making sure your staff understand these are the parameters of everything that we have to do. So to answer your question, I actually have two stories. One, and they're both, you know, hundreds of thousands. One was just, you know, an injury with a staff member who was doing something outside the normal scope of practice that was not covered in the waiver of liability. And then it's like my stomach drops, when, if there's a problem, my first question is always send me a signed copy of the agreement. Let me see what the parties agreed to. Let me see what was signed. And I can tell like a junk template borrowed from my coach type agreement all the time. And I just say, hey, like, look, based on this, we're going to have to start to negotiate into a settlement because you don't have a strong legal position. The specific injury that actualized was not covered in your agreement. And that's a really big problem. So like the waiver is a massive one. And then also classification of workers between employees and contractors is massive. And the real issue where it comes up is two places. One, where, you know, maybe you called someone a contractor because it was cheaper for you. And then, you know, they say to you, oh, actually, you were treating me like an employee. Now I'm going to report your business. Mm-hmm. Or, and I've been through this three times where there's an audit from the tax, either the IRS or the CRA. And they say, hey, give us all of your records from the past 8 years, 7 years. You've misclassified your workers for all of this time. And now you have to pay all of the fees that it would have been for those 7 or 8 years, plus interest, plus penalties. And then it's like $650,000 is due. And I've had two clients go under. Unfortunately, they had to dissolve their business after that. So again, these aren't intuitive things that if you're not a lawyer and you don't spend your time thinking about them, that comes to your brain. But for me, it's just like I see the same problems over and over again. And that's I'm here to help everyone be protected and get everything organized and on the right track.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Tell us then a bit more about your business specifically. I know you've won countless awards and I've just so many good things I've read and seen about you, your reviews, your awards that you've won. It's been quite the experience even just kind of learning more about you and your business. Tell us a little bit about that then, the depth of your business and the success that you've had.
Yeah, success is a relative term. So it's been successful for me in the sense that I wake up and I love what I do. I love who I get to work with and how I get to support them. One thing that makes my law firm different is that we do everything on fixed fees. So I always do a package of documents for a fixed fee so that clients understand exactly what they're paying for and exactly what they're getting. Another unique feature about how we operate is that we offer a period of unlimited edits, revisions, and support. So it's like, boom, you've got legal counsel on your team. Your client has a question, you're trying to get, you know, your employee has a question, you're trying to get someone to sign something, they have an issue, you shoot me a note, I'll take care of it for you. I've done all of these things so many times that it really is, it's just in my nature to figure it out and to know exactly what the answers are. So the way that we work with clients is we set them up with packages of documents based on their needs, and then we offer them that period of unlimited edits, revision support. If they come back afterwards and they're like, hey, something new's come up, you know, normally I won't charge them for something like that because it'll be easier quick for us to support them. And in terms of like awards are cool, you know, when I started this idea of being an online law firm working with wellness and physiotherapists, everyone told me it wouldn't work. I played on a soccer team with all lawyers and I told them, I was like, hey guys, I booked a one-way ticket to Europe and I'm going to work with health and wellness professionals. And they're like downtown suit and tie. They're like, no way. It'll never happen. You have to meet with your clients in person, blah, blah, blah. And I was, you know, I had some words for them that I didn't say, but inside that was really the fire in me to show like, hey, go out and do it, Corey. Like go show the world that you can have a vision of what you want to create and how you want to do it and that you can be successful in doing it. And for me, what I'm most proud about, like the awards are cool. I'm most proud that I get to live my dream every day, but we also have 375 star Google reviews. And for me, it's like every team meeting we have, we always start by reading the new Google reviews that we get from our clients. And to me, that's just like, that's the validation that we've worked, you know, I've worked with over 1100 clients in 7 years. And in working with all of these people, we always get 5-star reviews. Our clients love working with us. And I feel like we're making a change and just empowering business owners. Like that's the name of the game. As we're talking, the industry's changing and I don't want the law to hold back anyone from taking their business to the next level. And it's interesting because you ask for, okay, what's the worst story? And I think this is really the worst story, Paul. The worst story is someone who has an amazing idea, an incredible capability and possibility, but is holding themselves back because they're afraid to do it. Yeah. And one of the most common concerns of that is law. Oh, what's going to happen? It's like, cool, I'm here. Give me your problems. Give me your concerns. Give me your stress. Get into that lane of creation and possibility, and I'll support you the whole way.
I love it. Tell us where people can find out about you. I'm going to ask you one more question, business owner to business owner after this, but where can people find out more about you? Where can they get some free information on you? And just basically start, they've got questions. How's the best way to reach you?
Our website is consciouscounsel.ca. On Instagram, we're Conscious Counsel. And my email is corey@consciouscounsel.ca. Anyone can shoot me a note. I'm happy to speak to anyone all the time. So look forward to hearing from you.
Good. We'll put all that in the show notes and make sure people get that in the details of the show. So I'm loving your story. What's the challenge that you've had? There's nothing to do with law now. Let's leave that. I just would love to know. I want to pick your brains. What's the biggest challenge you've had? You run a remote business. Lots of people listening to this want to do this. I run a company that's 3,000, two companies that's 3,000 miles away. I'm in Orlando. I've got two businesses in the UK. I've gone through licensing deals, property investment business. So I'm intrigued to hear from you. What's the biggest challenge you've gone to get your business to the point where you've got 8 staff, you can travel freely around the world, and you're still very, very successful?
I think the biggest challenge is remembering where I started from and what my original goals were, and being so proud of where I've come from and what I've created, because the nature of human desire is that we always want more, we always want bigger, we always want better. And I think that if I get caught up in that, then maybe I can think, oh, I'm not doing as great as I could be or something like that. And I think just getting present and being like, yo, you know, 1 year ago, my business is so different now than it was 1 year ago. 1 year ago, I wanted all the things that I have now. Now I want other things. So it's, I think the biggest challenge is focusing on what's working, focusing on what I'm proud of. And yeah, just mindset and mentality for gratitude, really.
What about managing staff then? How do you do that? Obviously, it's all over Zoom. Do you just have regular check-ins, like scorecards? Like how do you manage your staff? What's your recruitment and your training process like?
This is what I'll say. Firstly, and I'm sure everyone who's listening knows this, it's a process. So the manager who I am today, 7 years after starting this, is very different than the manager I was 6 years ago when I was in my first year. And there is a requisite experience that you have to go through firsthand that no one can teach you about in order to realize, like, these are the right people. These are the right qualities. This is the right attitude. These are the red flags. And so, you know, you just have to look at everything as a learning experience. For our team now, I have weekly one-on-ones with everyone on my team. We have a full team meeting once a week. We have a quarterly meeting where we go over what our, you know, rocks and our goals are for each quarter. But they're lovely and they're amazing. And this is what I'll say. You have to be yourself. Like, my team knows me. Like, sometimes I just like, hey, for 4 days, I'm off because I'm going scuba diving or free diving on some island, or I'm going into the Amazon jungle to do this. And I think... I
know that
they love that about me. Like, they want to work with someone who has that. And it's what I'd say to anyone who's listening is you have to be yourself. Like, I would never pretend to be a super corporate manager and all blah, blah, blah. Like, they want me to be happy. I want them to live their best life. You know, the team's based in Sao Paulo and Bali and San Diego and Cape Town. And just all over the world. But everyone loves what we're doing. Like, just find people who love your mission and love working with you and who you love as well. And like, the same way that I support them and I love them, they support me and they love me. And like, it's effortless at that point. It's just natural.
It's fantastic to hear. And I think if I was listening or listening to what you're saying there, I think many business owners, they go out and find people, and they you know, they've got Sally who's going to work for them, or they've got Dave, or they've got whoever, right? They've got these people that are coming in for them. And I think what you said there was get people who support your kind of vision or your mission. I think the problem for most business owners is they don't know what that is, and they don't know who they are, right? And they're kind of sure, and I think I know what I want to do, but they lack this belief, this real conviction in themselves to go, fuck it, this is who I am, this is how I'm going to behave, this is how I'm going to live. I'm not going to be part of the status quo. I'm not going to dress a certain way. I'm not going to speak a certain way. I'm not going to price a certain way. I'm not going to act a certain way. I'm not going to be available 24/7. I want to be off with my kids when I want to be off, and I want to fuck the insurance companies off, and I don't want to have to deal with Medicare. I think they kind of at the surface level know what they want, and they can verbalize it, but at the deep conviction level of this is who I am, this is what I'm about, and this is what I'm going to go get. That's the bit that I think any business owner listen to this. The minute you get that, I'm watching you, Corey, I think it's amazing what you're doing, and I can sense it because I think you certainly appeal to me and what I've known about you in the short period of time. You know what you want, and you've got the conviction to go and get it. I think if I look at my business, if quote unquote success, I've got 40 plus staff, businesses in the UK, business in the US. It seems to be relatively successful in that people want to keep coming out to listen to me, and, you know, on the sort of practical level, we're a successful business. We make good money and we do well and we give people good jobs. But I also love my life and I enjoy my life. And if anybody pushed me on why that is, it's because I'm determined to live my life, nobody else's. No false belief bullshit, no generations of poverty, and my mom said this and my dad said that, and the school people telling me I can't do this and my friends telling me I can't do that. Somewhere within you, it's got to be the courage of your conviction to go, that's who I am, that's what I want to live. And then what happens, and this is where I'm going with it, it's obviously happening to you, I've experienced it, then what happens is, because you know what you want, it's easy for people to get in line and follow you. And it's easy for people, i.e. your team. I've had staff 10, 11, 12 years follow me, work with me, be part of my team for a decade more. Multiple 5, 6, 7, 8 years, 9 year staff members. It's because I know exactly who I am, and it's much easier for them to follow me because of that. And because you're so consistent in who you are, to anybody else, you going off scuba diving for 4 days is a bit wacky. To your team members, it's like, that's what he does. That's who he is. That's what he does. There's a PT listening to this who wouldn't dare tell their staff that they're leaving early to go pick their kids up to watch football or to just goof off on the golf course. They wouldn't dare tell their staff in case the staff had an opinion of them. And I'd say that's about 90% of people listening to this podcast, and that's most of their fucking problems, that they don't live that type of life. And because they don't live that life, they don't have the right people who are following them. And then there's just this horrible cocktail mix of a business owner that's lacking belief, who kind of wants to live a great life, but kind of can't, and they've got staff who are there and they're getting paid, but they're not really following them, and nothing much really happens. And then they all blame Medicare and they all blame Facebook or Google or whatever it is. But I think a lot of it stems from the business owner knowing what they want, knowing who they are and how they want to live. And when you get that, people want to follow that level of certainty. And I've wrote about this in my books, that when you get that, people follow you because they want it themselves. Like I've said it to all my staff, I know why you hang around with me, because you want a piece of my certainty. You want to live like I live. You don't want to be as brash as me or as candid as me, but you want your version of that to come to fruition. And I think that's the piece that lots of business owners miss. So I think for you, Corey, it's absolutely amazing what you're doing, not just the impact in your practice with physios and PTs all around the world, but the way you live in your life and the way you run your business. I think it's an absolute A1 success story. So well done. I'm celebrating for you. Fantastic.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Right, that's enough of that gooey shit. Like, last thing again, consciouscouncil.ca. People are going to get in touch. There's information on the website. It's a fantastic website, by the way. Lots of information if you're a wellness business, you're into coaching, you are doing stuff online, you're a physical therapist with a practice, a physio with a practice in the US, Canada, wherever. Head over to consciouscouncil.ca and we'll put all of the details in the show notes. Corey's going to be around my group. I don't think you're going to be in New Jersey, but one of your team members is going to be with us in New Jersey. Is that right?
Yeah, we're gonna do our best to be there.
Fantastic. Hopefully we'll see you in New Jersey. We will get anybody who is coming to New Jersey, obviously you can get in touch and you can go and talk to these guys face to face, but make sure you get in touch either way, even if you're not coming to New Jersey. Corey's going to be around us for a while, and it'll be great to have him part of the family. And we call him an expert in residence. Anybody in our inner circle that is looking for help, legal stuff. Everybody is getting certainly put in touch with Corey to go and talk to him. So if you're listening to this on the outside of Planet Paul, you're welcome, and we invite you to get in touch with Corey as well for some help with your legal advice, and just pick his brains on how to grow a business that he thoroughly enjoys and gets the best from and for him as well in the business. So Corey, thank you. I think you're absolutely amazing.
Cheers, Paul. Thanks so much.
All right. Just to close the podcast out, if you have a great story to share, you've got some kind of expertise that you want to share on the podcast, please feel free to get in touch. The new season has just kicked off. We're taking on new guests for the show. So please get in touch if you've got an amazing story that you think the global physio, physical therapy community should hear about. Send us an email, paul@paulgough.com. And if you've got a question you want me to answer on the podcast, paul@paulgough.com as well is where you send it. So hopefully we'll see you in London, 7th, 8th and 9th of June, or we'll see you in New Jersey, 29th and 30th. We have our next two big events. We will see you then. Corey, thanks again.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at the Paul Gough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.